Merlin waited until Stainer had taken one of the chairs before he sat himself. Then he settled down, standing his scabbarded katana upright against the edge of Birkett's desk and hoping he looked rather more relaxed than he actually felt. He didn't need a Pika's sensors to feel the strange, almost anticipatory tension which hovered about him. That tension stretched out in silence for several seconds before Stainer broke it.
"First," the Archbishop said, "allow me to apologize, Merlin. I'm reasonably certain you've already deduced that I was guilty of a certain amount of misdirection, let's say, when I invited you to accompany me this afternoon."
"Some slight suspicion along that line had occurred to me, Your Eminence," Merlin conceded, and Stainer chuckled.
"I'm not surprised," he said. "On the other hand, there are certain things which will be easier to explain here at St. Gernot's than they would have been in the palace. Things which I feel certain," his eyes bored suddenly into Merlin's, "will come as something of a surprise to you."
"Somehow I don't doubt that in the least," Merlin said dryly.
"What I said to Caleb was the truth," Stainer told him. "Jean," he nodded at Birkett, "is indeed a very old friend of mine, and, alas, his health isn't good. I'm fairly confident he won't find himself in need of extreme unction this afternoon, however."
"I'm relieved to hear that, Your Eminence."
"So am I," Birkett agreed with a smile of his own.
"Well, yes."
Stainer might actually have looked just a little embarrassed, Merlin thought, however unlikely it seemed. If he did, it didn't slow him down for long.
"At any rate," the Archbishop continued, "my real objective, obviously, was to get you here."
"And the reason you wanted me here was precisely what, Your Eminence?" Merlin inquired politely.
"That's probably going to take a little explaining."
Stainer leaned back in his chair, crossing his legs, and regarded Merlin steadily.
"The monastery of St. Gernot is quite ancient, actually," he said. "In fact, tradition has it, and I believe the tradition is accurate in this case for several reasons, that the monastery stands upon the site of the oldest church in Telisburg. It dates back literally to within a very few years of the creation. Indeed, there are some indications that the original church was built on the day of creation itself."
Merlin nodded and reminded himself that, unlike any of the terrestrial religions with which he was familiar, the Church of God Awaiting truly was able to assign an exact day, hour, and minute to the moment of creation, a date and time amply substantiated by not simply the Holy Writ itself, but also by the testimonies, the first-hand recollections of the 8 million literate Adams and Eves who had experienced it. Of course, none of the people who'd left those written journals, letters, and accounts had remembered that they'd volunteered as colonists, only to have their memories completely scrubbed and reprogrammed to believe the colony command crew's personnel were archangels.
"St. Gernot's isn't well known outside Corris," Stainer continued. "It isn't a large monastery, and the Brethren of Gernot have never been particularly numerous compared to any of the mainstream orders. Of course, there are quite a few small monasteries and convents, and they tend to come and go. Most of them grow out of the life and example of a particularly pious and devout spiritual leader who attracts a following of like-minded individuals during his or her own lifetime. Mother Church has always permitted such small religious communities, and the majority of them, frankly, don't often last more than a single generation or so after their founders' deaths. Generally, they're sponsored and supported by one of the major orders, and when they fade away, their holdings and manners, if any, eschew to the sponsoring order. St. Gernot's, however, is unique in several respects. First, its charter was established right here in Telisburg, not in Zion, under the authority of the first bishop of Telisburg, even before any archbishop had been appointed to us. Secondly, it's never been sponsored by, or restricted to the membership of, a single order. The brethren are drawn from virtually every order of Mother Church. The monastery is a place of spiritual retreat and renewal, open to all, and its brethren bring a wide diversity of perspectives with them.